Member for Flinders, Sam Telfer, joins me this morning. How you doing, Sam?
Yeah, very well. Great to be here.
Yeah, so just wanted to start with jetties, a bit of an update, the Tumby Bay jetty.
Yeah, well, and jetties in general. Look, the Tumby Bay jetty is obviously the one that's copping the news at the moment, and the decision from the council that, reflecting what their ratepayers have said, that they're not going to be putting significant ratepayers' money into the long-term future of the jetty. So really, they're back to square one. And look, I know the government have come out all guns blazing, pretty aggressive against the council, but they're trying to do the best that they can for their community. But look, jetties in general, we can't be in a position where we're sacrificing these vital pieces of marine infrastructure. You know, they're centrepieces of the community, and they should be treated as such. So look, I think that there's an opportunity here for the government to actually put a bit of strategy around jetties. I've long been calling for this, even before my time as the local member, because yeah, if you have an understanding of the state of each of these assets all around the whole of South Australia, you can make informed decisions. You know, look at just our region in particular. We've got 19 different jetties. You know, you can't tell communities that they need to prioritise one over the other. We need to make sure we're putting the investment in short, medium and long term to ensure that they're here for future generations to enjoy. And it's not just locals that enjoy it. We know that it's a significant part of the visitor economy in particular, so it shouldn't just be locals that are forced to have to pay for these things. They're real economic drivers. A lot of the visitor economy that is based around experiencing our natural environment, and the way that you can do that without a boat for in the marine environment is out on the jetty.
Yeah, and who doesn't love fishing off a jetty as well either?
Well, and that experience is just unique.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you do have a bit of an update on health as well.
Yeah, obviously a priority area for us is regional health. And look, it was great the other day, actually. I met with a bunch of their fifth and sixth year uni students that were experiencing placement within the Eyre Peninsula, and doctors that got an insight into health delivery in regional areas. I'm always a big one to try and get support around those kids that, you know, put so much effort into their own education and looking now at what their career is going to look like. I've been one who's been calling for the government to put better incentives in place for regional health delivery, because at the moment we've got doctors who are putting themselves out there professionally and are doing a great job, but aren't getting the appropriate support in regional areas in particular. And, you know, we're one of the hardest regions here to recruit and retain GPs because of, you know, the challenges that are faced. We need better structures and better supports in place for doctors and you know, other health professionals, including registered nurses and allied health professionals within regional South Australia, and especially those of us that are further away from Adelaide.
Member for Flinders, Sam Telfer, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure, mate.